The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
I mean, I'm a torque carrier. Just mean I wanted to cool pit boys.
Says the guy.
I probably have 5 hours in the following.
All right. So this is the. We're doing this while we're still doing the live stream, by the way. So sorry if we didn't have the smoothest intro ever. But
thanks for the countdown, Trump.
I didn't. You guys were talking, so it's all right. It's
and we've already got off the rails. So, much like Bethesda's conference.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Bethesda's E3 showcase, which surprisingly lasted about 40 minutes. And, well, they showed a lot of stuff that unless you have these things, you probably won't care about. VR, if you have a Vive, you can officially play Doom VFR and Fallout 4 VR, which promises to be the first, like, big game that it's very much like the actual game, and you can play it the whole time in VR.
That's not true. First open world game.
Yeah, first open world game.
Yeah. Remember, Resident Evil 7 is fully VR, so.
True, I forgot about that, sorry. And, well, I mean, the average play is still 30 minutes, so I don't know who's going to be sitting there playing for hours, but I'm sure that will be that one person that does it anyway. You get the, Elder Scrolls card game thing?
Legends.
The Legends Skyrim update. And then the ESO Morrowind stuff. And yeah. Skyrim on Switch still doesn't have a release date, even though we've been told by the person hosting this thing that... everything we saw is 2017. So, at some point, Skyrim for Switch will get a release date.
I almost wonder if maybe that gets something at Nintendo's. Like, if they go, hey, look, this huge third-party game is coming this year.
Telling me it's coming this year is the same as what he just did.
Well, no, sorry. Like, an actual release date. Like... At Nintendo, it goes, hey, you saw Skyrim on Switch at the Bethesda conference, but now we can tell you it's coming, you know, December or whatever.
I guess they could. That's true. But basically, really, and look, no offense to anybody that's a fan of ESO, or which I know Robert, who was on our previous podcast, is, or... the card game, or you know, you have a Vive and you're excited to play Doom VR and Fallout VR, but there's really only two things. Well, aside from the Dishonored, I guess it's a side story that's standalone. Mm-hmm. The Death of the Outsider. I haven't played either one of the Dishonored, so I can't really.
I've heard the first one is good, and then the second one was kind of fair to middling. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this side story. If it's at all any good.
Well, you do play this woman that has like a sort of like some robotic eye or something.
And it's like a volcano.
Yeah, basically. And then there's another guy there with her, and they're shooting people, and that's about all you get, really, out of it?
That sums up Dishonored.
There's two characters, you shoot people, that sums up Dishonored. But the two games worth really talking about are Evil Within 2, which had a really nice trailer, with the people going in and out of plastic and getting really weird, and apparently your daughter is still alive, and I enjoyed the first one. It just had some problems that they hopefully fix in the second one.
That second one looked very combat focused.
That was seemingly the problem with the first one, is it was more about survival, but they made it really hard for you to try to survive. So I guess this is them going in the other direction.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. I haven't played Evil Within 1. I basically heard people say it's a really good time, except for like the last 30 minutes of it. So we'll see what they have in their hat to do. And then, I mean, it looked interesting. Almost as much of an acid trip as an Artful Escape was from Microsoft earlier today. But
Randy, you were sort of excited for Evil Within 2.
Yeah, just because it's something different, and I like horror games. And I mean, I still haven't played Evil Within, even though I own it. I just haven't gotten around to it. But everything I watched from the first one, I was excited that, you know, it got at least enough of a following to get a sequel.
I love that Randy's holding up the games in the camera.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, well, you know, he figured he'd walk in space to be cool like me, because I had a copy of the Please Stand By for a bit while I took care of a few things.
That's fair. I like that Randy shared the wealth. One's on Xbox One and one's on PS4.
Yes. So. I'm a fair standard gamer.
Yeah, he's console agnostic. So, yeah.
I mean, the only other game that's that they had a big trailer for this. The trailer was the longest thing on the show. Wolfenstein 2 with a fake trailer, with a movie setting and. The robotic dog thing going and burning someone's car, and then you go into... I'm guessing the point is that Germany's won the war or something.
Well, that's the whole point of Wolfenstein. That's the point of Wolfenstein. It's based off of an alternate reality where Germany won, and you're part of a resistance trying to get it back. And I like that they kept some of the humor, and actually probably went even farther with the humor than they did in the first game. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Especially with the ending part with the guy with looking at the lizard.
Yeah.
Dropping a hit of acid and then freaking the hell out. Or as Pete Hines so artfully put it, that's fucking bananas right there. We've got a lady pregnant with twins stabbing a Nazi in the throat while a guy drops acid and then talks to a lizard. That was pretty much the Wolfenstein 2, the New Colossus experience right there. It's just like, okay, sure. I still don't know what to think about this conference, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I give them credit for not, like, just putting stuff in there to pad it out. Because... I don't really appreciate when people do that either. It's just, let's have somebody talk for 10 minutes about nothing because this has to go an hour. So, yeah. You know, there's that.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're only going to have that little to show, you might as well go the Nintendo route and have a prepared package rather than rent out an auditorium, do all this, you know, design work for what basically amounted to the main attractions of this conference were the Evil Within 2, Wolfenstein 2, and arguably the Dishonored side story. The rest of it was just kind of, yep, these are things that sure exist that we told you about last year, you know? I'm sorry, I guess Skyrim was... The Heroes of Skyrim expansion wasn't last year, but still. Same thing. Yeah, and Wells Fargo ad out of nowhere. Okay, thank you, Twitch.
I got a... What? Damn it. The energy drink thing.
Oh, God. That's almost worse.
With that damn song that, like, if you're not awake, that song will wake you up pretty quick. So, is this worse than EA or better than EA?
No, it's not worse. I don't think it was great. But I was really hard on EA. I'd probably give this a 4, maybe 5.
Yeah,
that's about where I am with it too. And honestly, the only the fact that they had that Wolfenstein 2 had the balls to do some of those jokes even makes me consider putting it 4 or 5, because otherwise this conference was almost a complete non-starter for me, and I'm like, not sure this was a necessary thing. Like I said, if with as little new stuff as they had to show, I think they would have been better served doing like a Bethesda Direct, you know, to steal a term from a company that they're working with the Skyrim Switch. You know, I really don't see why they needed the auditorium. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Company.
Do what?
I said because they want to act like a big company.
Well, they technically are a big company.
Well, they want to act like they're on the level of an EA or Activision, and they're just not.
Ah, yeah. To be fair, they have had more stuff to show in the past with these other ones. So this one, I do kind of agree with Wes that they could have just, even though that's what most of it was just them showing this basically a video package that you're watching, and then I think they had 2 times where they went out to Hines and he talked. So, I mean, yeah. It's just...
Yeah, there is no reason why that needed to have a live component. That could have been entirely pre-recorded, and nobody would have known the difference. You know? Well,
yeah, but they would have had Wes bitch about it before. Oh, why are they going? Why are they doing a package and not doing it live? And why is it only 30 minutes? And...
Somehow I feel like you're still going to get people complaining about Nintendo's thing. Why is this not at the conference thing? Like, guys,
I only did that to get the exact look that Wes has on the live stream right now that the podcast people can't see. That's the only reason I said it.
I hate you so much. And here we go.
Oh.
Remember, this is also part of the pre-show that Twitch is doing, which is John Carnage and Future Man Gaming going bashing.
All right, well, let's finish off the podcast part.
Yep, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll give it a 5, too.
I'd give it a 4. Bordering on 3.
I know you really liked Wolfenstein. Are you kind of excited for the second one, Mark?
It didn't look that stealthy. Like, I played the first Wolfenstein as actually a big stealth game, and this one just looked very bombastic and shooter heavy. So I guess we'll see.
All right.
I hope there's more of those full motion videos in the game, though.
Yes, we need more of those. So is that the Devolver people sitting on the couch, or is that?
No, this is a bunch of Twitch personalities.
Ah, okay. So why? So they're doing this and then the things at 10:15? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, that'll do it for us talking about Bethesda's press conference. Yes, this podcast is about 15 minutes because their show was about 40 minutes. And... hey, get excited for Wolfenstein 2 and Evil Within. They've actually both come out this year. We shouldn't even talk about the release dates. So the Dishonored thing is September 15th. Then you have the Evil Within on Friday the 13th, October 13th, if you didn't get that. And then these are all coming within like a month or a month and a half of each other. And then October 27th. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, comes out. So, there you go, people. Get excited for Bethesda, because it's all coming towards the end of the year. Alrighty. Until we talk to you again for tomorrow's Ubisoft conference at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you later, everybody.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.